All right, you guys ready?
Yeah,
ready to do this? Do this? Sorry, I just sometimes it just comes out. I it's not my fault, you know. There's you guys in the back, great, namely Craig, Beth. You guys want to move up? We got a couple of seats up here in the front for the party that's about to ensue, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic night of comedy and observation about the current socio-political and cultural climate in which we here in Friendly Town are embroiled. First things first, though, please put your hands together for your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis. Second things second, though not in any particular order in terms of importance, give it up for our good friend Kate and VG's Bakery for that amazing cake that has been provided for the people. We're all about sharing here in Friendly Town, and usually the things are delicious that we share. Cake, fruits from the trees that were growing behind the barn over there in Friendly Town. It, you know, it's an interesting... There's going to be a cidery, but that's beside the point. But it will might be involved in what we talk about today. We here in Friendly Town have decided that one of the things that we're pursuing as a community is to try to modernize ourselves, make ourselves cooler, get more, you know, hip young people to come to Friendly Town and enjoy themselves while drinking fancy microbrews. So we've decided that we're going to hire a brewmaster for the town and declare, once and for all, finally, that Friendly Town needs a brewery. So with no further ado, I'd like to introduce the new town brewmaster who will be running the meeting slash show tonight. Everyone, please make some noise for brewmaster Liz Brooks. Thanks a lot for being here, Liz. I totally forgot to ask for a second microphone, but we'll just do this really quick because just a quick introduction to you. Tell us about you.
Well, I started drinking beer because my dad drank beer, and now I make beer. That's it.
Poetry. Absolute poetry. We actually have, as a surprise for you, we actually have some transmissions from our Friendly Town City explorer, Arnold Grabson, world-famous explorer, cartographer, and maker of fine ships. Could you please unmute this, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about these breweries that Arnold has been discovering.
This sounds fantastic. As all of you know, with my extensive research in the Coors Light area, I can tell you very much about what's going on. All right. While we're getting this loaded, I want all of our inductees to understand tonight that I have a growler full of a mystery beer on stage. Everyone is required to take a sip of it, and you're going to tell me what it is. Be as descriptive as possible. There's tests. I also have a pretzel necklace around my neck for those of you that do not do all of the fun and fancy beer festivals. You wear this so everybody can know that you're an alcoholic. All right, our first slide from our traveler is, if you thought our flavors were quirky, wait until you try drinking from our funky new bottles. So the first one looks like a German Shepherd Ale. Little hairy, little doggy, but looks pretty smooth. The other one's for those that, the second, looks like a half a beer. Looks like something that most people would prefer to drink in the Michelob Ultra area. It's all right. Looks pretty good. The third one is what I can assume is the outline of a hookah with various prongs because everybody loves sharing spit in a beer glass. The final one I feel like is what I am after about four barley wines. And it's just the bent repose of a man filled with regret on top of the neck of a Coors Light. Western Winds Brewery, towing the line between weird and difficult. Oh, I like this. Old Patsy's Good Time Pig Beer Brew Works. Is it made for pigs? Or is it made of pigs? The answer is yes. And finally, truly a treasure to be put onto the beer scene so that everyone can understand. It's Gin Drunk Brewing Company, where every brewer is on a constant horrible gin bender. Guaranteed. Featuring such original brews as Drop My Phone in the Pisser Pilsner, Be Quiet and Turn Down Those Lights Double IPA, Doesn't Play Well with Gin Chocolate Stout, A Bunch of Wood and Flowers and Shit Whatever Saison, Mark Fucked This One Up Sour Ale, a personal favorite, I'm Going Through a Divorce Brown Ale, We Lost All Our Money Betting on Dog Races Hefeweizen, and of course, the award-winning, the triumphant, Don't You Yell at Me While I'm Yelling at You, You Son of a Bitch Barley Wine. It's a really good one. Friendly Town, as your brewmaster, I am very happy to be here. Beer itself is something that is very near and dear and important to me, because as many of you well know, I tried as a young white person to go to video game school so I could be a video game animator, and now my parents are paying for me to start my own craft brewery. So that's working out very well. Now, as we go on through the night, the basics of this show is beer, your love of it, your passion for it, everything in between. So without further ado, if I may, please, everybody give a good round of applause for your level one Cicerone coming to the stage, Mr. St. Thomas Ledoux. As is customary here in our brew lodge, here is your pretzels. Gotta hold still, man. All right, and we have your customary weird drink from this old growler in the back of my fridge. Go ahead. All right, we're going to pour it ourselves.
Makes a good weird fizz.
That's just the soap. You got to drink it. Aspirate it. Drink it. You can snort it if you want. Give the notes.
The head smells like that smell in your toilet in the morning before you piss in it. Like, not, it's just the old water. Comes on flat. Rolls the back tongue, immediately bitter. Like, kind of, I get the same taste peyote does it to you. It's like a nausea-inducing bitter.
That's just the ecstasy I put in it.
No, good ecstasy tastes like licorice. It's meth. You guys. Bitter meth. Yeah, it doesn't get past the bitter part. It just... Latin bitter. Yeah. There's a two. I think we're out of adjectives with which to describe that beer. Flat and bitter. All right. I'm going to perform a one act play.
No, wait.
One man show. It's called Area Man Orders a Drink. You got PBR? No, wait, you're a what? A craft brewery. Okay. You got a highlight? You're a what? What does that mean? Do you have a cool bud? You're a what? Okay.
They say they're a craft brewery!
What does that mean, though? So, do you guys have a liquor?
What do you want?
Can you do an LIT? No, dude. Dude, you only
do beer!
Do you have Blue Moon?
No!
What's it? Okay, you got some beer? What are they? A what? A black char, oak barrel, hazelnut, and honey, cinnamon, bourbon, coffee, oatmeal, milk stout. Well, it's an Imperial Dragon's Breath execution style quintuple dry hop English heirloom Indian pale ale. Is it organic? What's the cherry and fig cup cake muffin sweet pie lambic saison? Does it taste like? Can I try it? Tastes like bread. What's it? Can I try the pickled cucumber and cat piss kolsch? Yeah.
Yeah, they got light beer. Fine.
You guys have food? Wait, what is it? I'll be right back. I gotta.
Oh, no, hey, are you guys fucking talking about me? Are you talking about me? Really? What do you want? I got some beer for her, but what do you want? You're fat. Fuck you, man.
Well, that guy's a fag. Alright. What'd I say? Hey, what'd I say? Hey. Who pays your salary, buddy? Yeah, that's what I thought. So anyway, you got food? What's up? No? Yeah? Is it a food truck? No? Is it like a food cart? Is it like pop-up? Is the guy with a backpack? Okay. What does he got? A single potato chip. Was it? How much is it? It cost what? $25? Is it flavored? Sea salt. Cool. What? Has he got anything else? Is it good? It comes with beer cheese. That's good. Cool. You build your own hot dog. You got a microwave yourself. How much is that? $200. Okay. Cool. No. Is it? What else? Okay. Oh, what's this? Is a Chipotle kimchi buffalo wing confit dan dan truffle taco? Do you know where I can apply for? Do you have a creditor on staff, or can I? Can we check and see if I qualify for financing? Maybe. I mean, what's your? I could do like 300 monthly payment, maybe. Wait, I'll be right. I gotta take a piss. So I'll be right. I'll be right back. He told me you don't have liquor, but it's just because he thinks I get too fucked up. Are you serious? You really don't? You don't have liquor? Not even gin and tonic? Vodka? Really?
Okay. No, he's not. They really don't. Jerry, he needs your ID. He needs your credit card, Jerry. By the way, hey, sit down. This is why you only get to drink liquor out. Lucky.
Man, this place is nice, man. No, it's cool. What are you? Oh, it used to be a children's hospital. Yeah, no. Man, I just love the architecture downtown. You know, it's like they really made it to life. They didn't think that children's hospital was going anywhere. What are you paying rent? Oh man, ooh, woof. No, I'm getting good now. You know, it's only going up. You know, you only buy it while it's hot, man, because it's only. I mean, Knoxville's really popping off, man. I hear we got like 100 people moving here a day, man. Yeah, no, hey, if you know, I mean, I'm not saying you got a bad thing going, but if you, like, want to work in tech, man, like, I know where you can, like, take programming classes, and, like, there's, like, a whole thing now, man. I work for this design company downtown. Yeah, in the old fire station. Yeah, we were just, now it's a studio. Yeah, we went to the space. Oh, that's cool, man. No, so anyway, yeah, so what...
Shut up! I'll come over there in a second! What's that done? What's the score? What's the score? Oh, God Christ, fucking Georgia. Jesus.
No, yes, what are you going to be doing with her? No. I mean, where you go? Like, what's there to do in this town? You know, we're just in for the game, you know, and... Oh, man. Yeah, no, I mean, hey, no, nothing weird, dude. I'm just being curious, man. I'm just saying, you know, pretty cool, you know, I'm having a good time. I like this place, you know, I just didn't know you were trying to hang out.
No, what? No, we're just talking!
Dude, I don't even really know that chick. She's just a friend, man. She's able. I take care of her. She's retarded, man. Like, she's real good at faking it, but, like, her parents are like this at for they pay me anyway. Listen, no, what? Hey, no, I'm not trying to. Like, I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna just put my number on a napkin. Some slide of your wings. You know, no pressure, right? You go on there, you walk away. You're supposed to walk away. I'm not gonna hurt my feelings. All right. Yeah, it says you're the retard. It didn't say you were not a retard, all right? Then, hey, all right, fine. I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here. Way to see you.
Hey, sorry. I think I
left a credit card here yesterday. Do you know what do you mean you didn't work the night shift?
Keep it going for the guy that stole our pretzels! Oh, man. Our next presenter to the stage, he, you know, he knows a lot about beer. He knows a lot about drinking it. He knows a lot about spilling it. And as a master brewer myself, and a man who accidentally made some prison wine in the toilet for not cleaning it within a while, everybody, get it going for Mr. Jeff Danger! And also the Cicerone Phoebe.
Normally, I would follow her advice and not drink it, but I feel like I'm legally obligated now, for the record.
That was completely
hoppy, yeah. Could have some piss. I normally like hoppy beer, but this also has like kind of like poison ivy flavor, like kind of like if you just ate some grass. Like, it's that hoppy. I want this to be something that Liz made that we're all just shitting on. And I drank it all because I'm assuming it's alcoholic. All right. You can't have this, BB. Gluten. I can't. How do you get them off? How did they get on? Can she have a little bit? Yeah. Okay, so... She doesn't like that either. Phoebe does all of my dirty work for me, besides tasting my beers first. poison, and also Phoebe's starting her own brewery. Just for you. You see, too long has it been that the world of breweries have been ruled by man, is what she told me. Now, she is kind of tiny, so she can't really carry all the hops and barley by herself. So she's employed me to help her out. The ingredients she's asked me to get, a little off-putting for a beer, but I trust Phoebe. I always have. Alkaline batteries. We got some baking powder, some dish detergent. It's going to be out of this world. It's going to be something brand new that you've never had. Unless you're from South Knoxville. Phoebe, do you have anything to say? Stage fright. We're not going to call it Tiny Dog Brewery, though. I feel like that would be too obvious. Phoebe actually came up with the name of Big Dumb Goofy Guy Brewery. I don't know where that came from. There's like just a picture of me. She feels like the names of breweries are usually pretty underdone or overdone. But Big Goofy Guy Brewery is gonna have a whole different section of like beers just for dogs. Okay, so they won't be alcoholic. Once again, it's meth. We're opening a meth house. I have a tiny dog and we're starting a meth house. She can't talk. I do hear things, and I hold her, for comfort. Just being really honest. I'm not on meth right now because I haven't started the meth house yet. There's not a bus system in West Knoxville, but, oh, that's a fart. Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful fella with beautiful glistening hair and wonderful glasses, and who is fantastic and amazing. This man helped me on my journey to find beer, mostly by helping me drink it. Side note, if this beer on stage was actually mine, I would be super upset with all of you pretentious assholes right now. I only put a little bit of grass in here, you bitches. God, you try to please some people, all of a sudden. So the performer coming up next, if he is prepared and ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
He is wonderful and amazing. Everybody, please, give it up for Mr. John Hurst. Yay! All right.
But enjoy, it feels like Star Wars at the end of it.
I love pretzel Death Star.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try this beer. Try it out first. It tastes like the Friendlytown County State Fair in all the black tar heroin kind of ways. Like the people building the Tilt-A-Whirl. Kind of way. Like, the ones that basically was like, we may have put it together right, but you get a free ride out of it. It's all good. That's why I'm going for seconds.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway. That's all I have to say about that. Guys, my name is Maxwell Goodhops. I'm here to bring to you a presentation full of future of beer.
Let me tell you something. Beer, pretty good, right? You know, like, everyone talks about it. Every comedian, every band talks about it because they have nothing else to talk about because they hope to connect with the audience. For example, beer! It's pretty good, right? Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I am hopeful to connect with you guys. So far, so good. Let me tell you something, though. Beer is not as great as we try to make it out to be. Like, we yearn for the community that happens in the commercials. The people having fun, like, being together, like, doing the thing. They're dancing and stuff. And what that is, and what, let's be honest, 78% of the time when we are drinking beer, we have a friend helping us over a toilet, trying to help us not drink the vomit / toilet water cocktail that we're about trying not to drown ourselves into. We are, like, we need that connection. We try to strive for it, but we never quite reach it. That's why I'm about to present to you the future. It's called virtual beer. Together with new technology that I kickstarted and successfully got, because every Kickstarter works for some weird reason. Like, just people just throw money at it and they say, yeah, sure, what, virtual beer? Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, that got happened. And we're going to do a demonstration of it right now. We're going to bring that camaraderie, bring the power of the Bud Ice, Bud Light commercial, Miller Lite, all that into the reality that we see. And I'm going to present to you a demonstration right now with the special virtual reality goggles. They are the best that is, best that was, the best there ever will be. And also I have my controller here, as you can see. And I have Mayor Tyler. I actually can't see through the goggles because I am blinded by virtualness right now. But I assume that Mayor Tyler is on my computer and about to hit play on the Brewmaster 2.0, which
there it goes.
Uses...
There it goes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I feel it. Oh, there it is. I see it in my head. Oh. Wow. I wish you guys could see this right now. You guys need to see... What you're seeing behind me is the virtual pilot light. It's not the standard pilot light that you're wearing right now. It's full of virtual Knoxville music and a virtual Todd. A virtual Mayor Todd giving out what you can see behind you. And because this is a demonstration here, I'm handing over my virtual currency, my beer coins, if you will. Yeah. They look like dollars right now. And, you know, taking a break, using the virtual remote. Pretty good so far, pretty good. You know, like, I could get used to this. Wait, no. Guys, okay. I expect this. There's a little couple of bugs in the system right now. Oh, crap. God. Mayor Tyler, there is an Ultimate Warrior glitch. A glitch. Oh, God. I don't know. Oh, shit. We are having too much good times. Too much good times have entered into the virtual beerverse. I gotta hurry through this. Maybe. Real pretzel? Maybe. No, it's not working. Try to, oh God, everyone's having such a good time in here. Why? Anyway, it's going to be on sale at your local Best Buy for fall 2017. There you go. Look forward to it. Keep it going for John! Beer of the future is now, y'all! All right, we've got another performer coming up to the stage. I'm very excited. I'm calling him a performer because he performs magic with beer. Everybody, please get it together for Mr. Andrew McDaniel! There's your pretzels. There's your beer. Hold on, I'm gonna.
Pour me up.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe y'all will stop bitching now. There you go. A little bit about my backsplash. Do you want a used cup? You okay with that?
Oh,
cool. All right. This one probably looks like the one the dog licked. There you go. All right. Everyone, keep it going for Andrew.
Sit down.
here we go. I'm a beer connoisseur, and by that I mean... All right, I don't know what those guys were talking about earlier, because I really like this. Tastes like a fine Pilsner, maybe a light or a ultra. It honestly, it tastes a little Starburst in it. Like, there's some fruity. I mean, I really like that. I don't know how potent it is, but it tastes good. I would definitely recommend it to anyone over the age of 21 and in between the ages of 21 and 23 who is a white female who likes fruity beer. Copyright be damned. It kind of reminds me of a straw burrito. So I don't know. It was pretty good. But my thing is, I brought my own beer. I brought my own microbrew here. Now this is it's quite potent. And Brewmaster Liz, I actually want you to come up here and try it with me since you had me try your delicious beer. But the gimmick with this one is it takes three steps. Three sips and you're done. That's all you need. And this thing is, I mean, it's going to get you. All right, so it's fleeting, but it's real fast. I'll do it first because it's. I'll set that down.
Is it hot in here?
Holy shit. Okay. Now, who's this tall drink of water? Call me later. All right, so I'm doing okay now. I feel great. You feel good. It makes you taste good. I mean, it tastes good. I would recommend this to anyone over the age of 3, but not above the age of 33, because there might be something else. I will say it's really nice. I'm fine. Don't help me up. Patronizing pieces. All right. Okay, they're coming down. Oh, all right, guys. Oh, damn. Did I take my shirt off again? I'm sorry. I do that when I'm drunk. So that was my demonstration, Brewmaster Liz. Can you come up here? Try it out? Tell me what you think. I made it in my very own porta potty. That's what I said. It's only gonna take about 5 seconds before you get fucked up. Oh, damn. Oh, geez, I've never seen this before. Ooh. Give me some notes.
Your necklaces. I'm a Cena girl. Good beer, kid. Good beer. Up top. Everybody keep it going for Andrew. I can still chug a beer in my 30s. All right. All right, your next performer coming to the stage. He started off as a beer tender. He started brewing his own beer. If he doesn't wear the pretzel necklace, I'm going to slap him across the face. Everybody, keep it going for our brewmaster, our beer tender, Mr. Todd Lewis!
I brought my own. It tastes like beer. And anyone that says anything after that is lying to you, and they're probably pretentious. Because it either tastes like beer, or it isn't beer. Those are the only two options. This town, Friendly Town, does not need a brewery. We've already got enough. We don't need it. But I understand the need to... Like, I know that people want it, the appeal. You know, it's like we can make some quick scratch. So I have a plan for you guys. We are going to start a brewery, and it's going to be called the Relabel Brewery. All right, here's the concept. We get normal, cheap beer, and then we put it in different containers with different labels on it. That's all we do. And we give it a classy picture of a guy or lady in, like, period attire, and, like, give it a fancy name, you know, like the Saint Imperial Ducks Dog Stout. And then we can, like, put on a portrait of a fancy animal. Because, like, I'll tell you the truth, guys. I don't like fancy beer. I don't like it at all. Like, it's one of my least favorite things. And, like, I hate going to breweries, and I hate, like, having to do that kind of shit. Because it's, like, I would rather have this. Because it's, like, I don't know. I think if we just put, like, Budweiser in some sort of, like, oh, this is Red Steve's Imperial Milk beer, you know, then it would blow people away. You just lie and say it's, like, 9.6 alcohol per volume. And, like, everyone, like, maybe put just, like, a little bit of grenadine in there, and everyone would fucking love it. They pay $12 for it, you guys. We can't afford to not do this. This is, like, all profit, and we're getting one over on them. We're getting one over on those pricks. So it's like, that's my idea, and, like, I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. I'm not looking for any partners or investment. I'm just stating clearly in a public forum my intentions. Thank you all, and good evening.
Keep it going for the best idea ever, Todd Lewis! Somehow a lot of pretzels here. All right. Our next brewer coming up to the stage, he is fantastic. I really enjoy his taste in beer because he seems to know what I'm talking about most of the time when I talk about beer. Everybody, please give a round of applause for brewmaster Mr. Tyler Sonicson!
I will enjoy this beer in betwixt sips of Miller High Life. Okay, so I'm about to take a sample of the Liz beer. Let me just cleanse my palate. All right. Has anyone ever had a parent just leave their family?
Holy shit.
You ever tried to bottle that taste of a parent leaving? I think it's the moment when the dad, like, gets to the door, turns around to get one last look at your mom, and then goes out to his Chevy. It's like that moment. Oh, that sip tasted like the $5 bill you got with your Christmas card every year. Specifically, the Everclear type of a $5 bill. And then, let's see. Yeah, no, the neglect is just dancing around on my tongue right now. The hope that Dad is going to one day come back keeps you wanting to come back to this delicious beer. I give it 3 out of 5 stars, and if Dad comes back, 4.5 out of 5 stars. I'm just going to eat these pretzels because that's my dinner. I just rely on, you know, samples of free pretzels from Brewmaster Liz, Friendly Town's Brewmaster. But who's been doing an amazing time? He's been doing an amazing job today. We're having a good time, everyone. All right, well, I'm here to present. I'm not just here to drink free beer and eat free pretzels. I'm also a businessman. As you can tell by my attire, I look like one of those, like, beer reps that this is their first job. This is their first job out of college. Like, that's the way I look right now. Anyway, see this? I got a laser pointer. It means I'm good at business. I've got the brewery that Friendly Town needs, and I got a PowerPoint to prove it. All right, so what do I propose? What brewery do the people want? What is missing in this bubble of breweries in which our society is embroiled right now? I'll tell you what, we need a brewery that brings things back to the street level. We need a brewery that reminds us why we enjoy drinking, why we enjoy hanging out in the dark with a bunch of strangers that might say something nice to you. I present to you Shitty Dive Brewery. That's right. I just want to drink in shitty dives. I don't want to drink in nice breweries. I don't want to drink in nice, fancy, refurbished breweries that pass the health code, because fuck that. I want to drink in this place. See, the Shitty Dive Brewery actually combines the best of both worlds. You have high-tech, state-of-the-art, you know, handsome-looking 20-something white dude with a degree in pharmacology or some shit, pouring the barley or yeast or whatever the fuck you pour into the giant vat, with state-of-the-art equipment round back. But out front, it just looks like a sad type of place where a woman named Hazel will make your dreams come true. Like, that's... out front, it looks like this. Around back, you got the best of both worlds, you guys. So, what does Shitty Dive Brewery have to offer? Well, let's see. First of all, neon signs all over the place, the beers that stopped providing discounts as distributors years ago. You ever been in a bar and you just see, like, a big, shiny, flashing neon Bud Light thing? Just like, Bud Light. Like, all night, every night, 364 days a year, they close on Arbor Day. But you know that the bar hasn't gotten discounts on Bud Light in, like, you know, 20 years. They just keep the signs up because they look fancy. They look like an actual dive bar. Second, we got karaoke, like every good dive bar. And every hour on the hour, I guarantee you that a woman named Hazel or a man named Roy will sing a song by Loretta Lynn or George Jones, respectively, to make you feel really sad. The jukebox actually only has songs by George Jones, Loretta Lynn, and for some reason, the only other song is Baby Got Back. But we're working on it. We're working on it. Hourly whiff of cigarettes and BO. We can't smoke legally in bars anymore, especially ones that aren't grandfathered into this rule. So every hour on the hour, there is a ventilation system that releases a whiff of cigarettes and body odor that only Roy and Hazel can provide. Fourth, we got all yuppie running clubs and yoga are formally banned. Any positive association holistically with this brewery will be disallowed. So you can take your fucking running club, you can take your yoga club to whatever brewery that's opening that's like super hot that you want to. You can do whatever the fuck you want. We don't care. If you look like you've worked out in the last 2 years, you're not allowed in Shitty Dive Bar Brewery. And last, a ceiling lower than 100 goddamn feet off the ground. Because, okay, I understand the rampant deindustrialization of America has given us lots of spaces in which to put new breweries. Nothing against the breweries that have ceilings that are 100 goddamn feet off the ground, but when I'm out at Shitty Dive Bar Brewery, you can actually hear yourself talk to your friend and not have to yell over the sounds of, well, I heard something on NPR, from 800 fucking other people. So that's why we're going to hang out at Shitty Dive Bar Brewery. And also, what else do we have to offer? All of our microbrews will be served in recycled Natty Light cans and High Life bottles picked up from the area of our football stadium every game day. We're currently working our way through the bottle supply left from that game that the Friendly Town football team lost in 2014. So we've got a pretty big backlog of empty bottles to put our microbrews in. And, you know, that's our motto here at Shitty Dive Bar Brewery, bringing the microbrew scene back to its roots, except no racism, anti-Semitism, or general fuckery. Thank you. Mind if I take a couple pretzels for the road? These are really good.
Keep it going for your distributor, Tyler Sonicson. They're so good, right? So good. There's so many pretzels on the floor. Are we ready for our next brewmaster to come to the stage? Yeah. He hasn't drank my beer yet, and he is in for a treat, because I keep bragging about it, because it's obviously a really good beer. Everybody give it up for Brewmaster Jeff Blake!
Give it up for Liz Brooks, everybody! I like that you poured that beer into the beer that everybody's been drinking, so now we're going to share that herpes.
Yes, that tastes like flat Sprite with a little bit of turpentine in it.
Hey, thank you guys for coming out tonight. Give it up for all the brewers you've seen tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming out. But let's ask a question that nobody's asked. Who loves beer?
Me.
Really, that's it? This is a bar that only serves beer. Who loves beer? What do you love the most about beer? Sure. All right. Here's the thing is, here in Friendly Town, I started noticing that everybody here in Friendly Town loves beer for multiple reasons, but the thing they seem to be ignoring is that beer is not cute or fun enough. You know how you get sad sometimes and you start drinking beer and it makes you feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we figured out a way to make it make you feel even better. And, John, do you have my commercial ready? Because
oh, yeah.
We got a new brewer and we're gonna push this beer across Friendly Town and into the ether to show that beautiful beer footage, John.
Beer. It's the oldest and most widely consumed alcoholic drink in the world. And the third most popular drink after water and tea. A global business. It was instrumental in the formation of civilizations dating from as early as 3500 B.C. Yep, that's right, friends. Even our old ancient Egypt friends enjoyed beer and used it even as a paycheck. The very same beverage that your grandfather drank to build the courage to hump your ugly grandmother. And that your buddy Jason will use to disappoint a girl named Caitlin, most probably, that will then go and enjoy it her own way. The beer we drink today is typically made of three ingredients, barley, wheat, and hops, and little else. But we, here at the Beer Factory, had an idea. Puppy beer. A new beer with an adorable name. Yes, you heard it. Puppy beer. Well, many people like to enjoy a puppy with their beer. We thought, why not take the middleman out and put the puppy in the beer? That's right. Puppy in your beer, it's puppy beer. The only beer with a puppy guaranteed in every single glass. In these trying times, the world has changed. Puppies have changed. They are becoming evil, most likely due to global warming. And people turning their back on Jesus, most likely, just like the prophecies foretold. But that's where puppy beer comes in. Yes, puppy beer. The only beer with a puppy guaranteed in every glass. You see, we, through tiring research and many, many trial and error experiments that you probably don't want to know the details of, we here at Puppy Beer have found a way to squeeze every last adorable drop of a puppy into a deliciously tasting brew. No more seeing a puppy so adorable you wish you could just eat them all. Now even better, you can get fucked up on puppy. Currently we have Chihuahua, Golden Labrador, Cocker Spaniel, Beagle, and even Black Lab. Puppy beer. That's right, puppy beer. The beer with a heart and probably a little love. I'm going to hell, that's
right. Everybody keep it going for puppy beer. Our last performer coming to the stage has to give somebody a soft cuddle first. She's a little scared. Everybody give it up for Josh Lampe.
Top notch pup right there.
Top notch.
You know, people really sold that short. That's not bad at all. that tastes like, you know that part at the end of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when Home Improvement would come on? That's that brew right there. But I'm not here to talk about award-winning television. I'm here to pitch to you my Shark Tank, my personal Shark Tank, my idea for what Friendly Town needs in terms of a brewery. Now, if you guys didn't listen to what I would call a comedy set earlier, I ride bikes places, so I'm hip. I know what's going down. I also go to cool coffee shops. So I know what a good brewery needs, and it needs a good name. So that's where I started and pretty much ended. Everyone, I introduce to you... Clink. It's not only the sound two beers make when you touch them together, but it's got the word ink in there, and that's the good part. Clink is your local brewery meets tattoo parlor. It's what every young millennial needs to prove to their parents that they are different. Now, here's one of the perks. You guys didn't warn me that the pretzels were way worse than the beer was. I'm gonna have some more to wash it down. Now, here's the catch. The people who work at the brewery also work as the tattoo artists. And I know what you're thinking. There's no way you can be qualified at both of those jobs. Exactly. That's what's so fun about Clink. Cool tattoos are such an old person thing. We like young, messed up tattoos. Like the closest distance between two points is this line. This is a smiley face with a hat on it. That's supposed to be a tree. And they messed up on that one. I don't know what they were going for. Now, don't worry, I did the other arm. This is the Japanese symbol for clink, according to our bartenders. None of which are Japanese. This is a seductive woman. You can tell she's seductive because that's what they told me when they drew it on me. Now, I don't have much else to say because I can tell you're already in. So I'm going to cover up my body art so that we can get down to business. If you want to invest in Clink, that's C-L apostrophe... shit. CL parentheses ink end parentheses. Come speak to me after the show. I'm very open to business inquiries, but no suggestions. This idea is fully formed and it's ready for the business world. Thank you very much, and I hope to clink with you guys sometime soon.
Keep it going for Josh! Well, that was the end of our pitch. As brewmaster, I feel that my feelings are actually very hurt because I actually did brew this beer.
I really liked it.
Me too.
I liked it.
Thanks, suck-ups. kiss-asses. I really did. It's an IPA with cranberries in it because it's fall and I just wanted to make you happy. So I think I'm going to go to your rival town to make a brewery for them. Thanks so much, you jackasses. Give it up for your mayor, you ungrateful gets.
Hey, that deserves a senior guest. Brewmaster Wynn Brooks.
pilot light. Friendly Town on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/friendlytownknoxville. Look us up there. We're very nice. Stay in, stay.